Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
the charcoal mess. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking.
Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Hey, you're listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show with Phil Iazetta. We're bringing you today's best comedy and entertainment personalities. Now your host, Phil Iazetta.
Joining us on the 5-Minute Talk Show hotline, you know his voice right away. You know his laugh even better. Jackie the Joke Man Martling. Jackie, I don't know how it's been so long. What the heck is going on in the world? Last time we talked, you were allowed to go outside. You were allowed to... touch people, you know, when they don't want them
maybe
to.
Maybe you were. I wasn't. They've had their eyes on me for a long time, man.
Have you ever seen it this crazy in society? I mean, this is nuts.
You know how long I was around, and this is causing more of a stir than the Civil War. I'm telling you, I've never seen anything anywhere in the vicinity of this. It's crazy, you know. 9/11 was crazy, and the New York blackout was crazy, and the Vietnam War and the protest. I swear there was a point at Michigan State in 1967 where we actually thought that we were going to be sitting in our house off campus and have to get guns to protect ourselves because the hippies were because the hippies, it was the hippies against the cops and everything like that. Eventually we all became one because we all realized we were on the same side. But right. nothing like this. I mean, my town of Bayville, I walk around and it's like it's a morgue. I mean, it's the Twilight Zone. It really is. It's crazy, you know. And I'm about to start doing some stupid stuff on the web. I guess I have to. You know, I used to do a great thing on the Jackie's Joke Hunt called the Word Game, which was such a stupid game. And the only problem was it took too much time and it didn't fit in the radio show. And I'm like, you know what? That's the ideal thing for people who want to sit around and shoot the crap and argue. And, you know, so I'm thinking I'm gonna put that on as, you know, some kind of me. I'm not very technical,
Jackie,
so I don't know how to do any of this stuff, you know.
I have a great idea for you, though. You should go down to Times Square. Stand in the middle of Times Square, nobody's there, and just tell jokes for a half hour.
It'll just feel like one of my gigs. Yeah, I can't tell you how many tweets I got when they said, all right, no more gatherings of 250 or more. And everybody said, congratulations, Jack. You're going to be the only one working, you know.
No, but for real, Jackie, with the stroke you have with all the NYPD guys, I mean, it would be a little bit of comic relief for them. Put on a mask, put on some gloves, get out in Times Square, and just start telling jokes. I'm telling you, you put that stuff on the internet, you'll get a billion hits.
You know,
people could use you right now, Jackie.
It's a fine line. It's a fine line. I've been doing jokes with people. I'm still doing jokes with David Feldman. David Feldman does this incredible, liberal, wonderful, brilliant podcast. It's like 4, 5, 6, 7 hours. And it's all the smartest people in the world. And even if you don't agree with them politically, it doesn't matter because all these people are so brilliant. But then at the end, I do like 15 minutes of the most disgusting jokes there ever were. I'm sure I've sent you some of those calls. And people go nuts for them. It's like in World War II, if you read the whole newspaper, like when you got to the comic page at the end, you know, it was a relief to read Nancy and Sluggo. You know what I mean? Oh, that's
I'm
before
telling
your
you.
Time.
Jackie, it's a little before my time, but a lot of the stuff you talk about is before my time, but it doesn't matter. That's why I love television. That's why I love YouTube. I mean, we're in a generation now where there's no such thing as ahead of your time. How do you think
there's no such thing as funny anymore. But I'll tell you, it's a fine line, Phil, because people have been offering me to do this and do that. And, you know, I've been doing this thing, cameo.com. I don't mind giving myself a plug. It's cameo.com/Jackie Martling. And people pay money and say, listen, my Uncle Charlie's turned 70 years old. You know, he's been a fan for 40 years. Or my brother Eddie's been a fan of yours ever since he discovered you a year ago, and it's his birthday. And I call him up and say, hey, Eddie, happy birthday. And I insult them. And if they ask for a disgusting joke, I do a disgusting joke. If they say, listen, he goes nuts, he's Jewish, and he goes nuts over your Jew jokes, whatever they want. And I do like a minute or two. And these people just, I mean, I get all 5-star reviews because people absolutely love it. But that's a situation where somebody's coming and saying, please do this. I want you to do this. The last thing I want to do is be doing something that looks exploitive on what's going on. Because not only what's going on, we are at the rim of the canyon, Phil. It is going to get so frightening. And we're here in the tri-state area, and you have no idea. I mean, I'm scared to even imagine what might happen. And
well, Jackie, that's why right now, you said it correctly, we're at the rim. So right now, it's people like you, it's people like, see, I think the news is doing everyone a disservice. And I don't care whether it's CNN or Fox News or MSNBC, because the way they're telling this and the way they're spinning this, it is something that can be controlled. I mean, and they're making it seem like this is an uncontrollable thing. Stay in your house. Don't leave.
You know who O.J. Anderson is?
Of course, New York Giants running back. Played with the Cardinals as well.
Yeah, he's a very good friend. Yeah. And they just wrote to me and said, listen, Jackie, we got a bunch of board members and we're working so hard and everybody's so frazzled. If we give you a couple $100, will you call up and do a couple minutes of jokes on the web? On the Facebook for us. And I said, of course not, you fucking big black idiot. I said, take your money and shove it up your ass. I'll call up and tell you as many jokes as you want. Anybody that's doing anything to help, of course I want to help. But that's somebody coming to me directly and asking. I just don't want it to make it look like, because if, you know, people just assume you're getting paid or they assume you're making it into a gig. And, you know, you just don't want to set a bad precedent, you know, not only for yourself, you just, you know, you want to do everything, you know, you possibly can, at least not be part of the problem, you know.
Well, how about this? Your Twitter, could you give that out to people? Maybe people can go to your Twitter. I know you do new jokes on Twitter and Instagram every day.
I have not missed a day for like 7 or 8 or 9. I don't think it's 10 years, but like 8 years. I haven't missed a tweet. And, some of these things I get on Cameo, this is my Uncle Charlie. He's 75 years old and he met you 30 years ago and he's never missed one of your tweets in the last 5 years. And and that's great, because that's a stupid joke to go to every, and people tell me, they even said, listen, Jackie, some of those jokes is the worst shit I ever heard, but I can't wait to see the next one the next day, you know?
Jackie, your jokes are infectious, though. You hear one, you try to retell it, and you mess it up. I can't do it. I don't know how you do it, and I tell you every time.
What's a loaf of Jewish rye, a half pound of lox, and a 6-pack of sodium-free club soda?
What?
That's Mrs. Schindler's List. And people go nuts for this. Hey, oh, you want to hear? Here's a modern one. A couple's on a honeymoon, and the bride goes out shopping. And after a few minutes, she sends a text to her new husband. She says, sweetheart, if you're sleeping, send me your dreams. If you're singing, send me a melody. If you're laughing, send me your smile. He sends her back a text. I'm taking a shit. You want the whole thing? And that's the kind of stupid stuff. I do that with Feldman. I was talking to David Feldman yesterday, and he had Dr. J. Sute on it. And the guy has a very, very, he's very, very ill. And, I mean, the clock is ticking on this guy. And he said, listen, I want to put him on the line while you're doing jokes. I said, David, you can't do that. He said, look, he's a huge fan. He said, and times are very, very weird for him. He's like a comic podiatrist or something like that. And he's just a sweet guy. And all of a sudden, he doesn't have the virus. He has, probably the big C. And he got on the phone, and I told David jokes for like 15 minutes. And the doc said, Jackie, that's the first time I've laughed in months, man. I've been a big fan for a long time, but I never got it directly like that. And I was like, now I know I can do that for people, and it's a pleasure to do that for people, but I don't know how to do it and say, all right, go to this or go to that,
Well, I do. What's the phone number you've been running for over 40 years? Because people are home now.
516-922-WINE is still going. 516-922-WINE.
Go ahead, slow down. Slow down. What is it?
516-922-9463.
Which is 522-WINE? Is that what it is?
922-WINE. Yeah, it's been going through the roof since 1983.
Jackie, one more time. 516-922-WINE?
Yes.
Okay, because me, I'm a little slow when it comes to phone numbers.
It has been going through the roof since 1983 when Rick Dees in Los Angeles Morning Radio found out about it, and he told his entire listening audience, and his entire listening audience was also the entire country because he had a syndicated radio show.
Sure.
And he told them that 516-922-9463 was Tom Selleck's home phone number. And it has never slowed down since.
Jackie, do you ever get tired of people coming up to you and saying, hey, I was having a bad day? You just mentioned it. With this virus going on, people, they don't know how to reach out. They don't know how to laugh anymore, it seems. Do you ever get tired of hearing people?
Number one, I've never grown tired of that because, whenever you least expect it, that's when you wind up with a new joke. And also, now people come up and say, listen, I know you're sick of hearing this, but, they'll say the Stern show's never been the same, or you were my favorite, or I used to think you're an asshole, but now I like it. And they always say, you must get tired. I said, if I ever get tired of hearing any of that, shoot me. Because, number one, I love it when they're flattering. And when they have a complaint, I explain to them, and they're always flabbergasted that my explanation explains. Like somebody just wrote to me and said, Jackie, I love that Cordoza Hotel thing. Makes me laugh every time. And I actually wrote them back and said, would you like to hear the story? Because they made me look like such a twerp and such a conniver. But what happened was that Nancy and me paid for the room, and they made the whole thing look like we had connived the room and gotten away with it. Leaning on the radio station. And at the end, I said, well, listen, I hate to wreck everybody's fun, but me and Nancy paid for that room. And they edited that out. So every time it plays, I never get to say, by the way, I paid for the room, which is actually brilliant comedy. It
right.
just fucks me, you know.
Oh, of but course, but there has to, there has to be a
person, you know.
There has to be a butt of the joke, though, Jackie, and that's the thing.
That's how generous
you are, though, as a comic, though, because a lot of guys aren't that generous. For what, 15 years you were playing the butt of the joke for Howard
people,
and the guys?
People still tell me that, like, when I meet celebrities, there's so many people come in and say, I can't believe I came in, and the worst thing he said to you, you hand it to him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Which is which kind of blows people's minds, but of course it shouldn't. It's all for one for all. That blew Billy West's mind the most. You give me jokes to say as you about you, and he said I have to go home and shake my head.
Yeah, I'm happy you mentioned Billy though, because you've worked with everyone in the business, and we're talking from Willie Nelson to Eddie Murphy. But Billy West, upon meeting him out in L.A., and thank you for that, by the way, because when I met him, it was like one of those moments when you meet a childhood, when you're a kid and you meet your favorite baseball player. Billy West, to me, is one of the most underrated people that's ever graced, voiceovers or any type of like Ren and Stimpy was brilliant, Jackie. I mean,
I was never a fan of any of that shit, so I didn't know it till I met him, but what's really funny is I got a text from Billy yesterday. After all, I keep meaning to write to him, and he wrote and said, listen, I'm sorry I haven't been in touch sooner. So it's so funny that after it's been like a couple months, and all of a sudden you write this, and I heard from him yesterday. I'll write him back and tell him. He'll be very flattered.
Well, no, and my point was, though, when you work with Billy or when you're around Billy, do you sometimes think, geez, this guy, he's a genius? I mean, as you are, because you're the way you remember
things.
No,
I tell people I don't like being in the same room as Billy. He gives me a headache, you know. If he's not doing anything, he picks up a guitar and he plays better than Les Paul, you know. So it's
he's a freak, Jackie, and that's what I'm getting at, because when you go, and I don't care whether it's, you know, you go to a restaurant with Jackie Martling, or you go to one of Jackie Martling's shows, it's impossible to recreate what you do on stage. You really are one in a million, just like Billy. And that's why when you guys say that, you know, Howard and you guys, you were like the Beatles, you really were, Jackie. Because
you wouldn't believe how, you know, that there's still so many haters out there. There's so many people that write to me and say, you know, hey, don't you wish you had that money now? And then I look, and it's some guys, you know, that just started listening to the Stern Show 3 days ago. You know, it's like, it's very strange. It's very strange. But, you know, you just deal with it, because what do they know?
Jackie, as always, thank you so much for the time.
You've been listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep listening at 5MinuteTalkShow.com.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.